News in brief. In Egypt, clashes break out between security forces and protesters angry about a decree granting President Mohamed Morsi sweeping powers. Troops fired tear gas to disperse the crowds at Cairo's Liberation Square. Anti-Morsi sentiment mounted after he told senior judges he will not withdraw the decree. Palestinians say they will petition The Hague if it's proven that their former leader Yasser Arafat was poisoned to death. Experts have taken samples from Arafat's remains to find traces of poison. His remains were unearthed 8 years after his death amid reports that he was killed by radioactive poisoning. Israel's former foreign minister Zipi Livni announces her return to politics at the helm of a new party. Livni stepped aside nearly 7 months ago after she was deposed as head of the Kadima party. Livni is accused of playing a key role in Israel's deadly 2008-2009 war on Gaza. Catalonia's ruling party is pushing for independence. Catalan president Artur Mas is discussing a breakaway from Spain with other pro-independence parties. Discussions on a referendum are underway despite Madrid calling it unconstitutional. The central government has promised to block the split of the wealthy region from Spain. The Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development warns of a sharp slowdown in major global economies. The OECD downgraded its growth estimates for the US and Japan for this year and the next. It's also described the Eurozone debt crisis as the biggest threat to the world economy. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the so-called M23 rebels have agreed to pull out from the key town of Goma. The rebels seized the eastern town last week following days of clashes with UN-backed Congolese soldiers. Thousands of local residents have been forced to flee their homes in the violence. Bangladesh blames Saturday's catastrophic blaze at a textile factory on saboteurs. The Interior Ministry has promised to bring the culprits to justice. More than 110 workers died in the fire and some 150 others were injured. Garment factories across the country have stopped work to mourn the victims. And a milky protest in the Belgian capital. Angry at low milk prices, thousands of dairy farmers from several EU countries spray tons of milk at the European Parliament building in Brussels. Under the EU's common agricultural policy, the overproduction of milk has forced farmers to sell milk at below production costs.